With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Fighting continues in Gaza as Israel seeks to put the Muslim terror group Hamas out of commission permanently. The former commander of U.S. Southern Command, Admiral James Stavridis, says after Israel finishes off Hamas, it has to turn its attention to Hezbollah in the north.
There's enough firepower up there, despite Iron Dome, despite David Sling, despite all the air defense. That could be a crushing blow, for example, to the city of Tel Aviv.
Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Network that Hezbollah is an existential threat to Israel. Earlier today, North Korea fired another ballistic test missile into its eastern waters, according to South Korean military chiefs, increasing tensions on the peninsula. Americans are worried about the outcome of the 2024 presidential election for different reasons.
Even though the U.S. is politically polarized, 62% of Americans agree that democracy could be at risk depending on who wins next November. That's according to a new AP-NORC poll. Voters disagree over who poses the threat. Democrats are concerned about Donald Trump's authoritarian tendencies, while Republicans are fearful of government overreach if Joe Biden is reelected. The poll's findings continue a trend of Americans' lackluster views about how democracy is functioning. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The UN Migration Agency says a boat carrying dozens of migrants trying to reach Europe capsized off the coast of Libya yesterday, 60 dead, including women and children. Activision Blizzard, which makes popular video games such as Call of Duty and Overwatch, will pay $54 million to California to settle discrimination claims brought by the Civil Rights Agency on behalf of female employees. This is SRN News. The left accuses Christians of ignoring racism while campaigning against abortion and transgenderism. Popular Christian apologist Alex McFarland says clergymen should address racism from the pulpit. However,
pastors need to call their parishioners to think critically and think precisely. We are not a systemically racist culture. Anybody can do anything if they're willing to work hard, live right, be disciplined.
And he issues a warning.
What pastors have to do, and any thinking rational adult, is understand that racism is being used as a ploy to further unravel our Judeo-Christian constitutional representative republic.
McFarland points out that the antidote to racism is Christianity, the cure for all of mankind's sins. This is SRN News. Another food recall.
Quaker Oats recalling several of its granola products because it says the foods could be contaminated with salmonella. The company asking customers to throw out certain types of granola bars as well as granola cereals. The company says thus far it has not received any reports of salmonella infections related to the recalled foods. Customers are being asked to report their recalled products to the company for information and reimbursement. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 17th. It's the 351st day of 2023. There are just 14 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1903, the Wright brothers conducted the first successful manned-powered airplane flight in the history of man near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. This is SRN News.